sir.
Hi.
Hey. Hi, you guys. Well, we're here with Jesse Garcias, DJ
Katrona.
Zane Holtz.
Aza Gonzalez.
So, well, without giving away too much about your characters for the new season, what kind of things are we going to see from each one of you?
Well, you've seen season one?
I've seen most of it.
Okay.
To be honest.
Okay, well, at the end, you know, throughout the first season, DJ and I are together as Seth and Richie Gecko, and we've always been a pair. We've always been together since kids. Grew up as criminals together, not only brothers, but as criminal partners. We are inseparable. Towards the end of the season, she comes into play. This whole vampire underworld comes into play. That drives a rift between the two brothers. And at the end of the first season, her and I have gone off on our own. Pick up at season two. Now we're here. We're kind of living, we're living outside of Houston. We're a criminal partnership as well as being in a relationship. So we're together and having the same sort of relationship issues that any two people would have, added on to the fact that we're vampires and bank robbers living in a hideout. It's fun, you know? I said that I felt like in the first season, our relationship, meaning Aza and mine, is kind of like almost like a promise or a fairy tale, or she's calling to me and I don't know what that means. I just know that maybe that's my destiny and that's something that I'm being drawn to. Pick up in the second season, you see that the honeymoon is kind of over and we're dealing with like the reality of, okay, I saved this girl from the titty twister. Now what? What happens now? Are we going to be a normal? We're obviously never going to be normal.
Normal.
But we have also different agendas, you know? She kind of has revenge on her mind, and I'm kind of the mindset, well, how can I use these new abilities that I've acquired and be this sort of criminal king that I always wanted to be?
Along with your brother, and now you're not with your brother, so...
No, with him.
Yeah.
Sorry, do you want to continue?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the first season, it's very much the Seth and Richie are a very codependent criminal duo in every possible way. You know, everything they do, they're one half of the same whole. You know, you see that the way they operate as criminals and the way that they mitigate all their weird personality disorders. You know, they're just a one unit. And by the end of the first season, we rip them apart pretty violently. You know, hell exists, and they have both been through it. And, you know, Seth has always been kind of the P.T. Barnum of this duo, you know, the mouthpiece, the showman, trying to keep everything in line, while Richie was more of the tactician that does the nuts and bolts of the work. And we take both of the characters of the brothers, and we stick them into the opposite positions that we were in, you know. What does Seth look like when he's completely broken down? You know, we strip away all of his support systems, everything he cares about, everything he thought he wanted. He just wanted to grab a bag of cash and, you know, escape. His brother's gone. There's this entire crazy supernatural world that has just, you know, he's just been through the ringer with. And the only person he's left with that he has anything remotely in common with is this 16, 17-year-old church-going girl. So when we pick up Seth in the first season, he's a broken man. He's right. Given up. He's on drugs. He's doing heroin. He is a shell of his former self. And, you know, it's the same for Richie and Santanico. It's like Richie was always kind of the number two to Seth's number one. And what does it look like now that he has power, that he has money, that he has cachet, that he has, you know, he's making his own moves. Santanico was a prisoner. She was literally a prisoner for thousands and thousands of years. What does it look like when she's unleashed? Who's on her hit list? What does she do experiencing a life as a free person for the same time? And you know, the same for Jesse's character.
Yeah.
This is a cop that just, you know, worked as a kind of like the opposite duo. Him and Don Johnson worked together, same on the opposite side of the law that Zane and I worked together. And he had his mentor ripped away from him, and yes, just like my character, discovered that this entire crazy world exists and was put through the ringer with it as well. And And, you know, he had all of his support systems and his family stripped away from him. Mm-hmm. So it's a great juxtaposition in the second season because we all start at the opposite place of where we began in the first season. So as actors, it was very rewarding, and I think for the audience, it's going to be it's fantastic to see these great, iconic characters put in entirely new situations.
Yeah, because one of the things that I noticed in the first season, there were all these backstories to each character, and so you got to understand them a little bit more and kind of get an idea of where they were coming from.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesse, your character with Don Johnson's character was kind of like a father-son mentor friendship, and now I know it's been kind of torn apart.
Yeah. Well, there's some cool stuff, and I can't really talk about yet, that that talks about the history with Earl and Freddie, that I think the audience is really going to dig. I thought it was really cool. But from season one and season two, like he's went from being Earl McGraw's protege to having become his own man, kind of this lone wolf. You know, he's trying to navigate and just, you know, and make the best out of this situation that he's been thrown into, that it was kind of always his destiny to be, a part of, with his bloodline and everything. This season he kind of like, he's going through what Richie's character, went through. The first season he's having visions, he's having all these things happen to him, and now he's a part of this world, and he's discovering new things. So it's kind of a rebirth of himself in the second season.
Well, yeah, because you had a lot of struggle between your heart and your mind, and what, and then you just went off and just said, you know, I'm just gonna go. I'm doing it.
Yeah.
What can we expect more of in the second season? Second season tends to be bigger in some aspects. What do you think we'll have more in the second season that we didn't see in the first one? I gotta ask you about your teeth. Are those comfortable?
I don't know if they're comfortable or I've just gotten really used to them.
Never gotten hurt with them? Or?
No, I mean...
They hurt, though. She bit me last year.
Yeah, I did. I did hurt. That's what I was going to say. I hurt Jesse because they were made out of glass. Oof. So yeah. I bit Jesse by accident, and he loved it.
No, sure.
No,
I was noticing, she fucking
he's
hurts.
He's like, this really hurts. I'm like, does this hurt? Yes, it does. But, I mean, it's like my teeth now. I'm very comfortable with them, and the second season, I mean, it's so much bigger. It's a whole, I think it's refreshing for the fans because it does definitely have that vibe of the first season, and it respects what Quentin Robert wrote on, based on the movie and the characters, and it's an homage up to that, but they definitely think we get our characters to such depth that we didn't have on the first season. I mean, it's all developed in one day, the first season, and you can only get to see certain things of a human in one day, even though you spread it out as much as you can. And then you get to see these characters in various circumstances, not just circumstance, just like personally wise, with how they interact with other people, how do they interact with the supernatural world, how the supernatural world interact with the normal world, which is Santanico's case. She's like taken out of to a real world. You get to see when people lose their values and their morals and in order to survive, and how I really see this second season as a football game, you know, that people are like running with the football and then someone intercepts them and they have the ball and they're running and so the other one has to get him. It's kind of like how I feel this second season is, like they all have this point and they're going somewhere, and it's really fun when you see them getting intercepted by other people and not being able to achieve their goal. And so the whole the whole other thing was basically I really enjoy that part, that the whole second season is gonna really see the depth of every character to a whole other level, and it's gonna be very interesting, and it's also like beautifully done. It's so the lighting, the photography, the coloring, everything's just like has a different vibe from the first season, so people are gonna really like it.
With Robert and with Carlos, they push further than anybody else. You know, you get heightened dialogue, you get heightened action, you know, things, the boundaries are pushed. So to be honest with you, I mean, I speak for myself, but I think everybody in some case, we get surprised, you know, like when we show up and we read the scenes and the episodes and the seasons as we get them, we all get pushed further than we necessarily thought our characters could go or would go, you know. So it's constantly a quick and crazy evolution of finding out new things about your character and then, you know, working really hard to do service to the madness and the craziness that our team comes up with. So mm-hmm. It's a challenge every day, but it's super fun.
Well, thanks, you guys.
Thank you so much.
And success in the new season.
Thank you
very
much.
Thank you so
Hope
much
you enjoy
for taking your time for coming.
Thank you.